Hey, thank you, and thanks for being here. I'm going to talk today about an outreach project that we did in Colorado about some pending regulation, the R word that farmers don't like to hear, that's going on in our part of the woods. So if you don't know Colorado all that well, we don't have a long history necessarily of being at the forefront of water quality problems in agriculture. You know, we're not a big part of contributing to the Gulf of hypoxia problem. We are a headwater state, and most of our water starts out as clean, pristine water as snow melt up in the mountains and then gets used usually by the cities first, and agriculture gets what's left. We have water quality problems around legacy mining from the gold and silver days, as evidenced by the Gold King spill in the Las Animas recently. We have salinity and selenium problems, but generally our nutrient problems are not necessarily as something that makes the news like these other problems, but we do have them. We have numerous state water bodies that don't necessarily meet the proposed nitrogen and phosphorus standards, and we have several pockets of groundwater nitrate around the state. And so in 2012, CDPHE finally decided to set nutrient criteria around total nitrogen and phosphorus, statewide criteria for our surface water bodies, and this was a new thing for Colorado. In the past, we hadn't had defined criteria, and they started that by ratcheting up standards for point sources, wastewater treatment plants primarily in our state, but they let agriculture have a pass until 2022 on non-point sources, and they said we're going to deal with this with more outreach and voluntary best management practices. And so they got a 10-year pass on non-point source pollution, but they said we're going to come back and revisit this in 2022, and you have to show us agriculture has gotten engaged in showing that they're going to do something different to meet their part of the problem. So we were contracted and collaborated with Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment, or CDPHE, to put together a project to engage the industry. Well, piggybacking off of what Jody said, we put together a team, a stakeholder committee of your usual ag players, ag industry groups, fertilizer dealers, livestock, Colorado corn, wheat growers, and brought them to the table, and we used professional mediators, facilitators, to do this so we could bring out the quiet voices in the room and reduce conflict when we needed to. And we told the ag industry, this ag industry team, hey, we want to know what you think that the message of this outreach plan should be. And they said they wanted a positive but a very candid message. You know, don't candy coat things, but let's keep it positive. Put a unique brand on it. Don't make it look like it's coming from CDPHE. And they also said, not necessarily CSU Extension. Let's make this kind of brand neutral. And so we came up with, you know, our own logo, which is down here in the right-hand corner of the screen. And they also said, you know, use producers and industry to tell your story as much as you can. And I'll give you an example of how we did that. And also the materials that we develop, because producers in the industry are going to be sharing them, they have to be pretty straightforward and usable that that they can do it. It can't be so complicated that you need a technical expert to explain it or use it. So this was our outreach message. Clean water is obviously a critical resource in Colorado. We had to be candid with them and say ag does contribute to this nutrient problem, but we can also be part of the solution. And in regards to Reg 85 and the deadline of 2022, which is hanging out there in 5 years, we need to have some proactive engagement to show ags at the table and doing their part. And then finally, we've developed resources, and they're there and available to help. And these are all housed at one kind of one-stop shop nutrient clearinghouse called ColoradoAgNutrients.org, where we have our videos, our fact sheets, our recommendations, all those kinds of things, just in one place with one message that people can see. So here is one of the videos that we created. And this worked great a second ago, sorry. One example of about six different videos that we've produced. Some of them are shorter, some of them are longer. And we're just now kind of getting those out there. And as you can see, that entire video was made without any kind of bureaucrat or me, you know, preaching to farmers about, you know, their need to be involved. We got the industry to do that for us, and the industry is out there using these materials, trying to say, hey, folks, you need to pay attention because if there are water quality problems and agriculture is shown to be contributing to them, then you're going to be, there's potential regulation there. So the producers have been pretty receptive to that message because it's coming from their own sector. The current ag economy, some of the feedback we've been getting is both, hey, you know, times are tight and we're not fertilizing any more than we have to. At the same time, they're saying times are tight and we can't afford to hire additional crop consultants or put in BMPs, kind of that message right now. We put out the collaboration between the state agencies has been a little bit challenging on this one. We put out a a press release, or we wrote a press release for two of our agencies to put out jointly in May, and they've been squabbling over like three words for all summer long around messaging, and now I wish we would have just done it ourselves as Extension instead of trying to work with a couple agencies. But we feel that those partnerships are important, and we need consistent messaging. So just to wrap this up, we have a new regulation in Colorado around nutrients, which could potentially impact how growers are managing things, and we are trying to get that message out there with this type of outreach and industry engagement. It's very targeted, very coordinated with our multidisciplinary outreach team that includes industry and agencies, and it's really at that point, and we're trying to put this in our message, it's up to how the industry and how they respond to that message as to whether we'll have how the nutrient policy will impact them. So with that, I'll take time if there's questions or not. Right. The funding came through our Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment, and they got the funding kind of through the Nonpoint Source program. It's not EPA 319 funds. It's actually what they call Power Authority funds, which kind of come from the Clean Water Revolving Funds. But as you can see, we had good resources to hire a professional videographer. I hired a project coordinator because I didn't have time to heard every effort, and we also, like I mentioned, I really think unless you're a really good facilitator yourself, either hiring a professional facilitator or getting somebody from your organization to moderate some of these meetings where you may have some really strong opinions is a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, the question is, how does our university and the other agencies feel about a little bit of rebranding? Our logo is on everything, and the color schematics that we're using actually are from our university's palette. You know, that some of your PR people, you know, they'll have a palette and say you can use these shades. And so we are following that, and we always use our logo on the materials. It's just not kind of up front. It's, you know, at the end or smaller at the beginning, and we're trying to focus on, you know, our Colorado Ag Nutrients logo instead. The same with CDPHE. They're fine as long as, you know, there's the acknowledgement of who funded it.
As you approach your deadline in 2022, what kind of metrics or how are you going to evaluate the impact?
Yeah. Yeah, the question is, what are the metrics for evaluating the impact when the Water Quality Control Commission has to sit down and say, hey, is ag really at the table, or are we using, you know, BMPs? That's a conversation that CDPHE, I think they need to be a little more serious about with the growers. Because right now they're just kind of saying, well, you need to be engaged and come to the table, and we want you to implement BMPs. But I think that we need to work a little harder on getting some better metrics of that can be quantified. I know they want to do another survey of implementation. They're going to be looking at water quality data. They don't collect enough data, in my mind, to say whether some particular watersheds are impaired by ag or not. We do know that because we're a headwater state and most of our water that is used by agriculture goes first through large cities like the Denver metropolitan area, most of our larger streams are actually wastewater-dominated streams, even though we have quite a bit of agriculture reusing that water later on. So that's why they're going to the point sources first. It's not just a matter of ease. That's where most of the bang for your buck is.
Thank you.